Friday, Superintendent Wallace. I'm happy about that.
Well, I am too. It's always good to conclude a successful experience in the school district. So we welcome the ending of a week. We relax. And we start back on Monday.
All right. Well, let's talk about some recommendations that you have made, that you and your staff have put together. You've got a budget deficit, and you think that you're going to have to cut some staff and cut some programs. Before we talk about some of those specific recommendations, talk about the budget deficit that you're facing.
Well, we, Tony, over the last 3 years, we have consistently been around the $10 million budget deficit figure, and this year is no different, and we're around $11 million. If nothing happens in the state of Michigan in terms of addressing the structural deficit, you'll see that amount escalate for the coming years. And quite simply, the reason for that is that our expenses, i.e. retirement costs, health costs, et cetera, continue to escalate at a very rapid rate, and there's no additional revenue. So structurally, we will always be in a deficit mode until the legislature and hopefully the new governor realizes that schools are in trouble across this state and across the country.
The Lansing School District will be cutting staff at mid-year, including a counselor, an assistant principal, three secondary school teachers, and the equivalent of 11 full-time special education positions. That's information I read online from Matthew Miller at the Lansing State Journal. Is that accurate?
That is very accurate. The board voted on and approved that last evening. Very, very painful cuts. After 3 years, everything that we cut now, you know, is even more painful. This is the most dramatic set of recommendations that we've had to make, and mid-year simply compounds the problem for us. However, it's a necessary evil because we can't go forward and maintain our quality programs until we reduce some of those costs.
It's not going to be enough of the recommendations that you've made and the cuts to balance your budget, correct?
That is correct. We have much, much work to do, and this is a placeholder, if you will, but the heavy lifting will come between now and about April, where we really have to make a concerted effort to make some tough recommendations, some tough calls, if we're going to address that potential deficit. And we're proceeding on that as we speak, Tony.
Well, I can see how you can overcome losing a counselor and an assistant principal and maybe even three secondary school teachers, but 11 full-time special education program, when talking about the special education students as well as the mainstream students who are currently being taught by those three secondary school teachers, what's going to happen to those kids? Who's going to teach them?
Well, those are supplemental, important special education services. And we believe that even with those no youngster will be penalized or receive less services as a result of these recommendations. Our special ed department has done a phenomenal job for the last 3 or 4 months in assessing what the department was, the services that students were receiving, and they feel very confident, and so do I, that these cuts will not impact the quality of the services or the extent of the services that our special education youngsters receive. Quite frankly, the reason for that is that the law requires that these youngsters receive those services. So we're not going to make any recommendations that violate that law or violate the student's opportunity to a first-class education.
And then finally, Mr. Wallace, in the short term, the rest of this school year, no buildings will be closed, but there is that possibility that in the next school year, buildings could be closed.
We do have a reconfiguration committee that was announced last night. That committee picks up from the task force that has worked for some time gathering data, assessing facilities, exploring options, and we very much will be looking at the potential for some consolidation of some of our sites, which could include closing, but we are nowhere near that kind of decision as we speak. But everything is on the table, Tony, and we're just going to have to dig deep to balance that budget.
Thanks so much, Mr. Wallace. We always appreciate your time.
Thanks, Tony.